Indeed, one of my favorite passages from Scripture, and one of my favorites also during this beautiful, triumphant season of Easter. Recall last Sunday, Thomas, one of the 12, was not with the other disciples when Jesus appeared in their midst in the upper room. And he said, "Unless I place my finger in the nail marks, put my hand on his side, I will not believe." And we see a week later how there's other disciples who also struggled with the news, the incredible news that Jesus had resurrected from the dead. The night before Jesus died, he said to his disciples at the Last Supper, the last words before being arrested, knowing exactly what was going to take place, he said to them, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have also faith in me." He was preparing them because he knew that the hours that lied ahead were going to be difficult hours for them to experience. And he wanted to help them stay focused. Just like he told Peter on the Sea of Galilee, when Peter said to Jesus, "If you're truly the Lord, make me walk on water." And Jesus said, "Come walk." But then when he turned away from the Lord, recognizing that indeed he was walking over water, filled with fear, he began to sink. And the Lord rescued him. And he said to him, "Why did you falter? Why?" Throughout the 3 years in which Jesus strengthened his relationship with the disciples, he also prepared them precisely for this incredible storm as they witnessed Jesus being arrested, being mocked and tortured and condemned and beaten, carrying a heavy cross, being nailed to it. They watched him die. And the fear was so great that they scattered. They went into hiding. We know of Peter denying him not once, not twice, but 3 times because of fear. Because all of a sudden they felt abandoned. They felt threatened. Insecurity and their faith weakened. Their hearts were indeed troubled. But we hear the gospel. Jesus rises from the dead and he appears before these 2 disciples that are heading to a town called Emmaus. They had lost hope. It says so very clearly in this gospel passage today, as they're conversing with Jesus, they're not able to recognize him because they're overwhelmed with sadness, disappointment, confusion, lack of faith. And the Lord is telling them, don't lose sight. Don't lose faith. This had to happen. All these things had to take place. Now, there's something that I want to highlight about this encounter with the disciples. It's to connect with the incredible mercy and compassion and understanding that Christ has for the disciples and for each and every one of us who at times have found ourselves in the midst of a storm. moments in which we have felt that Christ has abandoned us, when we question if God truly exists because of the incredible storms and difficulties that we're experiencing. And those moments of weakness disconnect us from the Lord, disconnect us from His powerful teachings and lessons, and above all, His promise of salvation. And people begin to fall into the trap by listening to other voices out there, paying for someone to read their hand, or click on the computer or the newspaper to read the horoscope to see what is being said about my day today, and what to watch out for, and what numbers to play in the lotto. Confusion. Mistrust. Because of fear. Because we feel all of a sudden that God is not responding, or perhaps He does not care. But the fact is that He does care. And He showed that to His disciples in the manner in which He takes them on a journey. You're not able to understand, but let me explain it to you one more time. Let me go through this with you once again so that we can connect the dots and recognize that all this had to take place. And like a good teacher, when a student is struggling with the material, we're going back to the drawing board. We're going back to the formula to make sure that everything makes sense and have a grasp and a deep understanding of what I'm conveying to you. That's what Jesus is doing. And that's what Jesus does with each and every one of us when we gather here and break open the Word and immerse ourselves in His teachings. 2,000 years later, the Lord continues to exercise this beautiful ministry as a teacher to enlighten us and to help us by strengthening our lives with the gift of His wisdom, so that we may discover in the midst of trials and difficulties that indeed we're not alone, for the light of the world continues to shower us with His presence, with the radiance of His love and care. So as the disciples are journeying, they feel the warmth of that love and begin to grasp the message. Still with some resistance, still with some questioning and confusion, trying to make sense of everything. But the fact is that this stranger is giving us something that we had lost when Jesus was taken away from us. And that's why, moved with gratitude, they invite Him to stay as He pretended to continue the journey. In Jewish tradition, as we go through the scriptures in the Old Testament, for example, whenever a stranger would visit the house of a Jewish member of the community, that member would extend hospitality to the stranger. Because you never know who you are serving, you never know who you are entertaining or welcoming to your table. One example, Abraham, our father in faith, when two strangers appeared and Abraham invited them to the tent to have a meal and asked Sarah to cook for them. Because you never know who that person is. Because in Jewish tradition, we're talking about possibly God Himself or a messenger from God. And that's why those two disciples connected and invited Him to stay and have a meal. And when He sat down with them and took the bread, blessed it, and broke it, their eyes were opened. All of a sudden, no one has done that but Jesus. The manner in which he took that piece of bread, the manner in which he elevated his eyes and made the prayer and broke that bread and extended that bread to us, we knew right there and then, that body language, that movement, those hands, it is Jesus. He is alive. Weren't our hearts burning when he spoke to us as we went on this journey to Emmaus? He's truly alive. And they dropped everything and ran to convey the message to the disciples. The teacher is alive. There's always something that catches my attention when we connect with this gospel. The fact that Jesus disappeared from their sight. And that's another powerful lesson that the divine teacher extends to the disciples and to all of us, members of the church. He disappeared from sight, but he was still there in that piece of bread. In a moment, I will also break the bread as we sing the Lamb of God. A reminder that Jesus is with us. A reminder that Jesus continues the journey with each and every one of us. And that should fill us with hope. And that should strengthen our faith and trust in his promise. I will be with you always till the end of time. Because whenever you eat this bread and drink from this cup, I will be with you. You will remain in me, and I will remain with you.